Hi, this is Aileen, and this is the Journey Home Podcast.
This is going to be a meditation on thinking and how can we work with thinking while we are sitting. So if you want to take a seat in any kind of a comfortable posture, but something that is still upright, so getting yourself into your seated position and just allowing yourselves to land here for a moment. So taking two or three slightly deeper inhales, slightly deeper exhales. Just really feel ourselves landing here into the body and into this moment. Just feeling the breath, the body breathing itself, the rise and fall of the chest, the expansion, contraction of the torso. Maybe feeling the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth of the air as you breathe out. Just noticing these different sensations that are created from the act of breathing. Just being curious and noticing what's here. And just take a moment to notice, how are you? How do I feel right now? What's going on for me? Maybe I'm busy, maybe I'm, you know, rushing, maybe I've, you know, had difficulty, maybe I'm tired. Just acknowledging whatever states are here, naming them and just acknowledging this too is here. Again, with this intentionality of kindness and compassion towards ourselves, towards our own human condition. And then bringing your attention towards your feet and feel your feet against the ground. Notice the right foot, the pressure of the right foot against the floor. Bringing your awareness into the left foot. Again, also noticing the pressure of the left sole of the foot against the ground. Maybe you can notice the temperature of the feet and any sensations that are there within the feet. Just really allowing yourself to become present in the body. And if there is no sensations, there's no sensations. That's your experience, and we acknowledge that. There's no right or wrong. And then moving your awareness up along your legs to your sit bones, the buttocks, the hips, the central part of the body. You feel it resting against the chair or your cushion or whatever you're sitting on. Again, just notice the weight between the left side and the right side. Is the pressure even between the contact of your sit bones and your seat? If there's any tension around the lower back, seeing if you can allow it to soften, whatever is available to be softened. Again, we're not trying to achieve a perfected space. We're just being with what's here. And then bringing your awareness up into the shoulders, relaxing the shoulders, noticing how the right shoulder is, the right side of the neck. Then bring your awareness over into the left shoulder, noticing how that left shoulder feels. Again, just seeing if you can soften any tension that might be there. And then moving down along the arms and into the hands, noticing how the hands are sitting within your lap. Just feel how they are, if they're sitting one on top of the other, or if the fingers are intertwined, or if the hands are placed upon the legs. Just noticing the connection between the hands. Maybe you can feel the material of your clothes against the skin of your hands. And maybe you might be able to notice the temperature. Are the hands warm? Are they cold? And just see, can you feel the air touching against your skin? Can you feel the environment we're sitting in, gently pressed against the skin of the hands? And then bring your awareness back up into the neck, into the face. Feel that you can relax the face also, relaxing the forehead, relaxing the eyes, the jaw, seeing that the mouth is soft. And can we just gift ourselves a small smile to the edges of the mouth? Just tells the nervous system that everything is okay. It relaxes the muscles in our face. Physiologically and chemically, it sends a signal to our brain that we're okay. You can play with this. I find it always interesting to feel the difference between that small smile to the edges of the mouth and then releasing it, noticing the drop that happens. And then can we expand our awareness to allow whatever is here in our thinking to be here? Can we notice what it is that we're thinking? And when we start to see the different states of thought that arise, we're naming the thinking. So there may be thinking around planning. There might be rehearsing. There might be judgment. There might be upset. There may be anger. So can I notice the thought? Can I see the thought? So I'm standing outside of it. I'm not losing myself towards it, but I'm observing it. I'm noticing what the thought is. I'm naming it. And bring real interest and curiosity to the thinking. And when the thought goes, I can just bring my awareness back to my body, back to my breath. And if the thought that arises is painful or difficult, or feels too strong, overwhelming, well, we always bring our awareness back to a safe anchor. So that may be your hands, maybe your breath. So if anything feels like it's too much, it's coming on top of you. Well, then we just bring our attention back to our breath. We take a big breath in and we take a big breath out. We ground ourselves back into this moment. Again, offering ourselves kindness, compassion, to our intention to show up, to our intention to be here, to be curious, to become intimate with our own internal landscape, to not push away, to not distract from. It's a brave journey to do, and we acknowledge that our effort. And then again, just going back to the thinking, noticing what thoughts arise, naming them. And just be curious towards them. Notice, where do I feel that in my body? When I think that thought, where does it land in my body? If I'm having a thought of frustration, where do I feel that? Is it in my jaw? Is it in my shoulders? Maybe I can feel it in my body, and that too is my experience. So noticing that. But maybe I can notice it somewhere. And just becoming aware of that. Okay, so I see this, I see the thought. And then I can see where it lands in my body. So if it's in my shoulders and my jaw, maybe I can release that. I can soften that tension. And then being curious around the tone of the thinking. Does it sound familiar? Is it repeated? So just being curious to the tone or the texture of the thinking. Does it sound like me? Does it sound like another voice? Again, with curiosity, we're not trying to get to the bottom of something. We're not trying to put blame somewhere. We're just actually listening to ourselves. When we start to notice and name what's here, it takes the steam out of us. It takes the energy away from us. It changes how we're relating to our own internal narrative. It softens the conversation. And then just gently bringing yourself back into your body, to your feet, your sit bones, your shoulders, your hands. The smile upon your face towards yourself. The acknowledgement of your effort to be here. If it feels appropriate for you, you can take a hand to the heart, to the belly. Just feeling the breath as we breathe in and out. Feeling the rise and fall of the torso and the chest. Taking two or three slightly deeper inhales, slightly deeper exhales as we just draw ourselves back towards the world as we finish our meditation on thinking.